excited. I tell you, we're getting ready for our time together tonight. Here it is, the sixth day of March, and we praise God for his keeping power. We thank God for an excellent, power-packed, anointed weekend that was had here in the city of Memphis. And for those who travel from near and far to come and participate and be a part of what God is doing even in this place. And so we thank God for each of you. Let us know the sound is coming in clear and that you're getting a good signal as we prepare for our study tonight. We're going to be in the 16th chapter of 1 Chronicles. That's 1 Chronicles, the 16th chapter. And there are about 40 plus verses there. I think it's 43. Okay. All right. Lady Kim is here. She's with us tonight. So we're trying to get set up. How many verses is it, Lady Kim?
43.
Okay. All right. About 43 verses. And so we praise God for each of you. We hope that you've had an opportunity to read this 16th chapter. And really, it's a continuation of what we have already been studying. So just let us know that you're with us and that you are ready for this time together tonight as we prepare for this Bible study. And we welcome you again, and we praise God for each of you. Well, let's prepare as we go to God in prayer. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we bless you and we honor you. We do thank you for this day, and we thank you for our lives. We thank you now for your keeping power. We thank you for saving, healing, and delivering. We thank you, dear Lord, for yet looking beyond our faults and getting right to our needs. We pray your blessings to be upon us even tonight as we engage in this time together. You said in your word that faith indeed cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so we decree that and we declare it even tonight. And we know that our faith is going to increase as a result of us spending this time together. So now, God, we pray that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our redeemer. We love you and we honor you. And we thank you now for being our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen,
amen. All right. As we said at the start of the broadcast, we had a powerful time this weekend. Wouldn't you agree with me, Lady Kim?
Absolutely.
And we praise God for each of you who were able to participate and share with us as we celebrated our birthday celebration this week. Really, my birthday is not until tomorrow. And it's an interesting story about that. Here it is, the 6th of March. And for years, I celebrated my birthday on the 6th of March until I went down to get my driver's license, and they were trying to find the records and everything back in the day. And they said, no, your birthday is not on the 6th, it's on the 7th. And so little did we know. And I think we had more fun after the 6th when we were doing that when we were growing up than we did on the 7th. Well, we had more fun on the 7th than we did on the 6th, but we didn't know what was going on then until we actually went down to try and get our license and try. Alfred and I, we were going down exploring, trying to find out everything that we needed in order to be legit, in order for us to go forth and move, you know, with our birthdays and all of that, lining up your birth certificates and everything. But we praise God for each of you who were able to be a part of the celebration on Friday night. And hats off again to Lady Kim and our daughters for the excellent job that they did in terms of pulling people together and just helping to make this unforgettable experience that we had. And I tell you, people came from all across the country. Relatives and friends. And Lady Kim had been working behind the scenes, making sure that she had video comments and making sure that people were being present and trying. It was not a surprise, but she was making sure that she had a well-rounded people from our family. And it really kind of felt like a family reunion, didn't it, Lady Kim?
It did.
And so we just had a great time on Friday night. And then it spilled right over until Sunday morning as we entered in the sanctuary, and we had our friends from across the country with us. Some went back home on Saturday, but Dr. Alvin O'Neill Jackson, he and Tina and Reginald Holmes and Dr. Tunstall from Los Angeles, Pastor Holmes from Denver, the Harris, Mary, Matt and Mary Harris were present from Los Angeles. And we just had a great time in the Lord. And so Dr. Jackson preached a powerful word on Sunday. The atmosphere was conducive and the atmosphere was high. The presence of God was in the room. And so God began to move in that service, and did not our hearts burn as Amen. He talked from the thought and the theme, have you been to worship lately? Okay, you have any thoughts on that, Lady Kim? Anything you want to share?
Well, Dr. Jackson had several points.
Okay.
And I have a few of those points that
all right.
that he talked about. Have you been to worship lately? He came from Revelations, the 19th chapter,
mm-hmm.
verses 1 through 4.
Okay.
And
I believe he used that Message Bible, too, in terms of the translation that he used in making that. It just kind of jumped off of the page as he shared from that Message Bible.
Yes. You want me to do those for you? It says, I heard a sound like the massed choirs in heaven singing hallelujah. The salvation and glory and power are God's, his judgment true, his judgment's just. He judged the great whore who corrupted the earth with her lust. He avenged on her the blood of his servants. Then more singing, hallelujah, to the smoke from her burning billows up to the high heavens forever and ever and ever. The 24 elders and the four animals fell to their knees and worshiped God on his throne, praising, amen, yes, hallelujah. And I think that he focused more on that fourth verse mm-hmm. where it said he sang hallelujah, that the animals fell to their knees and praised God, singing mm-hmm. hallelujah.
Okay.
And you know, he talked about if we are ever to get victory in our worship,
right.
then we have to have victory in our living and our work.
Wow.
So we have to have victory in whatever we do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he said there are two words in the text that are notable. And though, I'm sorry, two words and four notes which make up the harmony of worship and victory and faith. And he talked about submission.
Okay.
He talked about commitment. Talked about joy, and he talked about assurance.
Mm-hmm.
Those are those four notes.
Okay.
And so, you know, worship is an opportunity to practice.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Worship is an opportunity to practice the submission of God.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so it's interesting because a lot of times I believe people come to worship thinking that it's all about what happens in that moment, primarily with them. And many times they miss the significance of worship because they have not submitted themselves to God. And so when we worship God, the Bible says we ought to worship him in spirit and in truth. And so oftentimes we have so many things that we're bringing to the table and God is being left out of the equation. And so that submission is all about us submitting to the fact that God is in control, that whatever the circumstance or the situation might be, that God will see us through it if we but trust him and believe that he's well able. The Bible says to do exceedingly and abundantly above any and everything that we can ever ask or think. Mm-hmm. Then we know that his promises are sure and his satisfaction is yet guaranteed. And so oftentimes people don't understand the completeness of what it means to submit to God, and they are looking more for what they can get from God rather than what they can give in terms of their worship.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. You know, worship is where we learn to give meaning and purpose.
That's right.
Life.
That's right. And so he went on to say that if we expect to get victory, and if we expect to experience victory in our living and in our work, then there has to be a commitment. So it's not so much how high you jump once you get excited, but it's a matter of how straight you walk once your feet hit the ground.
Amen.
And worship without commitment is really not worship.
That's right.
And so the worship has to be tied in to you making a commitment, you saying amen to God. You're willing to put yourself in a position to be used by God. He talked about even when Isaiah and King Uzziah had died. And so the first thing Isaiah began to say, Lord, here am I, use me. Mm-hmm. And even though he was in the worship mode and the worship experience, he saw that commitment was tied to the worship.
Amen.
And so we have to be mindful of that even as we move forward and understand clearly that it's not just about what happens inside the four walls, but I believe God wants us to use our gifts so that he might get the glory and the honor. And we have to make that kind of commitment.
Yes, and commitment to the purpose of God. That's what we would have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God, what would you have me to do?
Right.
To commit to your work and okay. your will. It's not only walking the walk, but talking the talk.
That's it.
You know, being a partner with God,
mm-hmm.
being available to God. And he talked about that word, hallelujah.
And what hey.
Yes,
that's right. And so it's our worship, you know, mm-hmm. worship is mm-hmm. our worship.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you
put the worship, yes.
Right.
So, absolutely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it was a powerful time. He also talked about how there should be joy and excitement when mm-hmm. we enter into the gates, that we should enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, mm-hmm. be thankful unto him mm-hmm. and bless his name. And so there ought to be a sense of excitement about our worship. We shouldn't just sit there and act as if we don't have a clue. Because the last point he talked about was that we have the blessed assurance
mm-hmm.
that God has promised in his word that he would never leave us nor forsake us. As a matter of fact, he said, I'll be with you always. Even until the end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that word is for tonight, but I want to encourage you, even as you're going through the midst of your trouble and your pain and the anxiety and the frustration. He used that hymn, Let the Church Say Amen,
mm-hmm.
and Mary sang about how trouble don't last always and how, you know, we have to encourage ourselves many times. Sometimes you just have to encourage yourself. So don't grow weary. If God has promised a thing, you have his blessed assurance that it's going to be all right.
Yes.
And many times it doesn't happen according to our timetables, but we have to trust the timing of God. His timing is always right on time. He is indeed an on-time God. Yes, he is. Somebody type that in the margin. Mm-hmm. He's an on-time God.
Yes, he is.
He may not come when you want him to. But I believe, Lady Kim, we have about 15 witnesses out there who knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's always right on time.
Yes,
God will show up in the ninth hour and give you victory, even though you've been praying and fasting and believing God and you've been looking to the left and to the right. But God will step in
and he will
turn that situation around, and he'll turn it around right on time. God has given us his blessed assurance that everything is going to be all right.
Yes.
Come on, somebody help me tonight. I feel something in the room. Come on, give God some thumbs
up. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
That's right. He's an on-time God. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
All right. So that was part of what happened over the weekend. We didn't talk very much about the Friday night experience, but I just praise God, Lady Kim, and I'm still on a high, and I know it's been a long 4 or 5 days for us and for you and for those who were planning and putting things together. It's been an extended period of time. There's different kinds of, pressure, or there's different kinds of burdens that we might carry. And sometimes it's not always a physical burden.
Mm-hmm.
Many times it can be a mental capacity where we are overloaded and we're trying to process a whole lot of things, and people don't see that as a burden, you know, or stress. But that all plays into it, and trying to work with schedules and trying to accommodate other people. And so many times, I think, just like when the lights were out for most of the day.
Oh, yes.
We had a real bad
windstorm
to come through. And so little did we know, all of this was going to happen on Friday. And then there were some other things that happened, but praise God, we made it through.
Yes, we did.
And we had a great time, didn't
we? Yes, an awesome time.
That's right. And so we just wanted to share that again and say how much we appreciate the efforts of particularly those who worked to make it happen. And then our ATOP church family on Sunday, and for Dr. Jackson delivering a powerful word and encouraging our hearts even as we prepare to go forth and be who God has called us to be. Have you been to worship lately?
Mm-hmm.
Not have you been to church. I know you've been to church, but have you been to worship?
Yes.
Isn't that what he was talking
That's
about?
That's what he was talking about.
That's right. All right. Anything else you want to share about what happened over the weekend as we prepare to go into First Chronicles, mm-hmm. this 16th chapter?
And we just want to thank everybody who was able to participate and share with us,
mm-hmm.
especially those who came in at the ninth hour to help out.
Yeah.
Amen. As we, Pastor said, we didn't have power for a while, and I had to get some extra hands to help out, and they came through at the last minute. So
mm-hmm.
we thanked them. But everything was wonderful.
That's right. That's right. And your sister came. And
my
your
sister and my classmate came
yeah.
from the Chicago area.
Right.
Nephew came from Houston, Texas.
That's right.
Your cousin came from
San Antonio.
Your nieces.
One from San Antonio.
One from North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Others from Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Your cousin from Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. That's
so
right.
So they came from all
Los
over.
Los Angeles, Denver.
Yeah.
They were in the
Dr.
house.
Dr. Tunstall and Lisa. I see Lisa online
Is
now
she
watching.
On?
Yep. They're making their way back to Los Angeles
That's right.
Are on right now. We pray traveling mercies for them.
Absolutely.
Like
did your sister and them make it in all right?
Everybody made it home. My cousin from Atlanta.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, we had so many, and it was just awesome.
Now, let me tell y'all what happened Saturday. I don't play cards that much, but, you know, it's almost like riding a bicycle for me.
I
had a couple of challenges on the Biz Wiz table, and I had to go ahead and take care of business on Saturday. But I'm not going to talk about that tonight because, you know, I was letting them know that, you know, we still got it. But we praise God for each of you, and I tell you, we had a joyful time, and we're looking forward to continue. God has renewed our strength. He has given us what we need in order to go on and run on a little while longer to see what the end would be like. All right. Well, we're in 1 Chronicles, the 16th chapter. But Lady Kim, you remember now in the 15th chapter, we closed out. It was about the Ark of the Covenant
right.
being brought back to Jerusalem in the city of David. Mm-hmm. And David, the Bible tells us that he built a place where it would reside.
Right.
And even as he was making his way, he began to get excited, and he danced before the Lord until he danced out of his clothes. And the Bible says that his wife, Micah, she was really disturbed by the way he handled himself and how he came out of his priestly garments and how he was just dancing before the people in a display that really was not befitting, in her opinion,
of
a king. Mm-hmm. And so she was really disturbed by that. That was the latter part of that 15th chapter, and how David, continued to give God praise.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we cannot allow others to dictate what our praise should look
That's right.
We should express ourselves. That's worship again.
Mm-hmm.
How we should express ourselves in worship. Because if we get so caught up in looking at what other people are doing and trying to please other mm-hmm. people, we end up missing out on pleasing God.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to make sure that if God has done a thing for us and you feel a release as a result of what the Lord has done, bringing back the Ark of the Covenant, that was a major, major blessing and accomplishment. And so he had a right, a reason, and a responsibility, in my opinion, to give God praise. And so it is with us. When the Lord does something for you, when the Lord renews your strength, when the Lord gives you victory over situations, don't hold your peace. If you got to let it out, if you have to run it out, any way to get it out, you better give God his glory. And don't be concerned about what other people might think or what they might say.
Amen. That's good, Pastor. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just want to remind people, maybe they have not been with us the past few weeks, but the Ark of the Covenant was an object that contained the Ten Commandments,
that's
the
right.
tablets that God had to deliver to Moses on Mount Sinai.
That's right.
So bringing back the Ark of the Covenant into the city of Jerusalem, the city of David, was like bringing the presence of God back into their midst.
That's right.
And so that's important, to have the presence of God in your midst.
Absolutely.
If you don't have the presence of God, you lack power.
All right.
You lack the strength of God. You lack the power of God. And so it was important
for them. The joy of God. Yes, it was important that
they bring that ark back. And they knew that when it rested in the house of, Obed-Edom. It said when the Ark of the Covenant was in the house of Obed-Edom, that the house was blessed. And so when you lack God's presence, you know, you lack blessing.
That's good.
You know,
that's
you
good.
Lack strength. You lack joy. You lack peace. So it's important. So David was so happy to have the Ark of the Covenant back in their midst. He built a special place for it, the temple for it.
That's right.
He built a temporary structure
for it
until he could build until the temple could be built. But they had God's presence in their midst.
And so that's key, because... And you have to handle the things of God properly.
Absolutely.
That was another message that we saw from last week, because if you don't follow the instructions, if you are not completely surrendered and obedient to what God requires of you to do, you're going to miss a step, you're going to slip, and you're going to stumble. And then you will not be able to achieve everything that God would have you to achieve. And just like when they were carrying the ark the first time, they did it the wrong way. And God showed them that if you are not doing it my way, then this is what's going to happen. The man reached out and touched the ark, and as it was falling off of the cart, and he died right there on the scene. And sometimes, I think we made mention of it, some people die a spiritual death because they lack the they fail to do what God requires of them to do, and they're still walking around, but they're low in spirit and they're low aim and have no enthusiasm or excitement about the things of God, because they made a misstep. They they handled the things of God incorrectly. And so we have to be mindful of that as we go forward. Anything else on that, Lady Kim?
No, I think we kind of brought us up to speed on that.
Okay, and so we're moving into the 16th chapter tonight, and we'll find here just an overview. Lady Kim is going to read some of this for us, that after David brings the Ark of the Covenant into the city of David, he begins to worship and sacrifice, and he called for the Levites to offer thanksgiving, prayer, and praise. And so it's important that when God does a thing, we don't take it lightly. We render to God that's what gives him praise. He wants our worship. He wants our thanksgiving. He wants our praise, and he wants our prayers. And so David, really, in this chapter, Lady Kim, is presenting a thanksgiving hymn. He's thanking God for all that he's done. Sometimes we have to just pause in the midst of what God has done for us and just give him a thanksgiving. Amen. We don't have to wait till November to thank God.
I know, right? Everybody, sometimes people wait right until Thanksgiving to start thanking God for all he's done throughout the year. But the year is almost over. You should thank God every morning your eyes pop open. You should be thanking God to see another day, because you know what? Somebody's eyes didn't open up.
That's right.
That morning.
That's right. You know,
they remained forever closed.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be thanking God every day of your life.
Okay. And we'll see that as you begin to read this, that David is serious about his praise and his worship and his thanksgiving to God. And as a result, right in line with what Dr. Jackson preached on, there's submission, there's commitment, there's joy. David expressed all of that. And then there he held on to God's blessed assurance in the face of people looking at him strange and his wife having ill thoughts about how he expressed himself before God. He had the assurance, the blessed assurance. See, when your insurance runs out, you need to hold on to the assurance. Somebody help me tonight.
Yes,
come on.
Lord.
Give God some thumbs up. You may be on the brink of looking at the papers about your insurance, but get in the book and look at his assurance. Because God is well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above any and everything that we can ever ask or think. And so I praise God for his assurance.
Amen.
And I thank God for his keeping power. Does anybody thank him for his keeping power? I see you. There you go. That's right. You got to give him praise because he's worthy of all of our praise. I feel something in the room tonight. And we got to give him praise for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he will do. And you'll see, Lady Kim, as you prepare to read some of this, how David's actions really aligned with Dr. Jackson's sermon on yesterday, because he was submitted, he made a commitment, and the people began to respond. He called the people together for prayer. He made sure that they understood what God had done for them, and they had a right, a reason, and a responsibility to give God praise.
Amen, amen. Dr. Q says, sounds like you're ready for Sunday.
Hallelujah. I might have to do a part two. All right. Well, how many of these verses you want? Let's see if you can read 20 of them. You want to do that?
Okay.
And then we'll come back and go and see what God is saying through these. Or you want to just take a verse and just kind of elaborate on it and just kind of share with us what's happening in those particular, that framework, like for the first six verses, you want to just give us a synopsis of what's happening there?
So read the first six verses.
Yeah, I'm saying if you want to just go however you want to do it, you know.
All right. I think we can do the 20 and then.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. We're in the 16th chapter of 1 Chronicles. So they brought the Ark of God and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord.
That's right.
And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine.
Okay.
And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord, and to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph the chief, and next to him, Zechariah, Jael, and Shemaroth, and Jael, and Mattathiah, and Eliab,
Benaiah,
and Obed-Edom.
Obed-Edom, there he
and is. Jeliel with psalteries and with harps, but Asaph made a sound with cymbals. Benaiah also and Jehaziel the priest with trumpets continually before the ark of the covenant of God.
Okay, what verse is that? Verse 6?
Verse 6.
All right. Let's stop right there for a minute, because these first six verses really kind of sets the tone in terms of what David is doing as the ark is brought into the prepared place mm-hmm. or the tent.
Mm-hmm.
This is a temporary dwelling until he builds the actual temple where it will be housed.
Mm-hmm.
And so he makes sure that he presents himself in such a way before the people and asking them to bring their offerings, to have the singers and all of those who are going to be in place to give thanks to God and not to take this moment lightly. So he was not in such a hurry to get the ark into its temporary position that he did not allow the people to understand the significance and importance of worship.
Amen.
And so that's right in line with what
Amen.
We talked about yesterday.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they made offerings, you know,
that's
before
right.
God. They took gifts
right, right.
to God, thanking God for all that he had done. And they said peace offerings
mm-hmm.
and burnt offerings.
Right.
And so not only did he do that, but David gave gifts. Not mm-hmm. only did they give gifts to God, but he gave gifts to the people.
That's right. That's
what
right.
What kind of gifts? He gave each of them a loaf of bread,
mm-hmm.
each one of them a good piece of meat.
I buy.
And each one of them a flagon or a flask or a container of good wine.
So what was that, a flask?
Yes, a flagon is a container where wine is kept.
Okay, okay. And he distributed that to
every man and every woman.
That's great.
Every man and every woman got bread, meat, and wine.
My, my, my.
So nobody went hungry.
Okay.
Everybody was full.
Now, wine was like the staple drink during
Absolutely.
That time.
Yes.
I was thinking as you were saying that when I traveled to Africa, you remember I told you, they would have a beverage. It would either be wine or beer
mm-hmm.
that they served at the dinner table whenever the people would gather
mm-hmm.
for a meal.
Mm-hmm.
It would be wine or beer or water like that. And
mm-hmm.
so it was a custom
mm-hmm.
that they did, and it was customary for those who would enter someone's house and partake with them that they participate in the customs
mm-hmm.
that they had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And one of the there were several reasons why they drank wine. One of the reasons is they did not have a system of purification of the water.
Okay.
You
okay.
know, now we have water filtration systems,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
where they put certain chemicals in water to
mm-hmm.
purify the water
right, right.
so you don't get sick. And they didn't have that purification system back then, so they drank wine. They fermented grapes,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and they drank wine as the drink for, you know, as they ate, they drank wine. But that was one of the reasons why.
Yeah, absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. So we're in the 16th chapter of 1 Chronicles. For those of you who just joined us, Lady Kim has already read the first six verses, and we just stopped to talk about some of the things there in those first six verses.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pick it back up now at verse number 7, and then you can read, you're going to try to read all the way to 20.
Well, verses 7 through 36
right.
are David's song of thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Are we giving thanks to God?
Wow.
You know, and there are words or phrases that show how David gives thanks.
Okay.
And so we're going to pick out a few of these words as we read how David gives thanks.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, let's just read through 36 then.
Okay.
Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you can stop and you can stop along the way and pick
mm-hmm.
out the key significant phrase or word that shows how David gave thanks.
Okay.
All right.
The 7th verse says, "Then on that day, David delivered the first, this psalm, to thank the Lord unto the hand of Asaph and his brethren."
Okay.
So in that 7th verse, it says to thank the Lord.
To thank the Lord.
So that's that he delivered his first. So then on verse 8, "Give thanks unto the Lord,
mm-hmm.
call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people."
Mm-hmm.
So that first two words in that 8th verse are give thanks.
Give thanks.
So David is calling for people to do what?
Give thanks.
Give thanks unto the Lord. Verse number 9, sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye all of his wondrous works. So that 9th verse, sing unto him.
Wow.
That's a praise, a term of thanksgiving also. Mm-hmm. That you're going to make an audible noise towards God.
Okay.
And praise him for his wonderful works. Verse number 10 says, glory ye in his holy name. Mm-hmm. Let the heart of them rejoice that seeketh the Lord. So another phrase of thanksgiving is glory.
Mm-hmm.
In his, glory ye his name. So give glory to God's name.
Right.
And then rejoice. Mm-hmm. You know, them that seek the Lord, rejoice. There's another thankful term, but it expresses the joy of the Lord within people.
Okay.
The 11th verse, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Mm-hmm. So when we seek the Lord, that's another way of giving thanks
that's
to
right.
God.
That's right.
Verse 12, remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Mm-hmm. So when we remember God's work, his marvelous works, we are thanking him also. Because when we remember what God has done for us and mm-hmm. give him audible praise, then that's an act of thanksgiving.
Okay.
Verse 13, O ye seed of Israel, his servants, ye children of Jacob, his chosen one, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. So in verse 14, the Lord our God, his judgments are in all the earth. Again, mm-hmm. remembering what God has done. Verse 15, be ye mindful always of his covenant,
mm-hmm.
the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. So being mindful again.
Don't forget. That's right.
Recalling. Remembering.
Remember.
Verse 16, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham, and of his oath unto Isaac. So going back historically.
That's right.
And remembering what God has done and giving thanks. Verse 17. And hath confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying unto thee, I will give the land of Canaan the lot of your inheritance, when ye were but a few, even a few, and strangers in it. Mm-hmm. So the verses 17 through 19 is talking about remembering how God gave them their inheritance in the land of Canaan when it wasn't even theirs.
That's right.
You know, but he gave it to them. Well, I shouldn't say it wasn't theirs. It was theirs because God gave it to them, but they had not occupied
it
yet.
Right,
and
right.
once they occupied it, this saying here to remember the land of their inheritance that was given to them, and they were no longer strangers. Verse number 20, and when they went from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that when he reproved kings, he corrected them.
He corrected. That's right. That's
you
right.
know, and nobody hurt them or harmed them along
right.
the way. He was able to give them safe passage. So he's saying all this to say you need to remember these things. And once you remember these things, you give thanks to God for this.
Absolutely. That's great.
Verse number 22 saying, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm.
Okay.
Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. That was till verse number 24. Declaring his glory among all the nations, among all the heathens, and his marvelous works upon all. So all of these, this is just giving thanks to God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's good. So where are you now? At verse
25.
Okay. Go ahead.
For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Yeah,
again,
yeah,
you know, it continues with giving God thanksgiving and praise. Verse number 30. Fear before him all the earth, the world, and the world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Verse 31. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice and all that is therein. So he's less, what comes to mind is that one in Psalms, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord or give thanks to God. Verse number 33, then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. And say, yes, save us, O God, from our salvation, of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. And that 36th verse says, blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. Mm-hmm. And all the people said, amen. And praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God has spoken. Let the church
say
amen. That's right.
Let the church.
I know, right? So this is David in these verses just giving phrases as well as words of showing how thankful he is. He gives words and phrases of thanks. And so should we. We should never, ever forget what the Lord has done for us.
Loretta said, remember not to forget.
That's
Remember not to forget.
That's good. That's right. And so we have to continue to allow it to be present in everything that we go, because everything that we do and everything that we attempt to do, because sometimes we can get in a hurry and we can forget about what God has already done, and we don't take time out to bless him for what he's already done, because we're in such a hurry to get something that we need right now.
Amen.
I believe a lot of our blessings are locked up and tied up in us just telling the Lord how much we appreciate what he's already done.
Yeah,
that's right.
Amen.
All right. Well, any other comments there, Lady Kim?
Not right now.
We're in First Chronicles, the 16th chapter. We're making our way, and Lady Kim just finished verses 7 through 36. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And there are only, 43 verses here?
Yes.
And so these latter few verses from 37 to 43, David continues to talk about the importance and significance of maintaining the worship that he just described. And sometimes we can get dull in our expression of praise and worship to God. But David here is saying that there is power in maintaining that praise and worship. So we ought not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season, the Bible says, we shall reap if we faint not. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right?
That's right.
And sometimes people just get in a funk, if you will, or stuck in a rut, and they don't worship and praise God until it's an emergency or until everything's about to collapse around them. And so they try to renew their worship. But if you've already been at a place where you are consistently worshiping and giving God praise, you need to continue to keep your praise pump prime. I said so.
All right, now.
So that when the time does come for you to call on the Lord, it won't be strange to God, nor will it be strange to you.
Amen.
But you already be ready to just step in and continue to praise him. It's a continual process that leads to our productivity as well as the blessings that God has in store.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm preaching a little bit better than y'all saying amen tonight.
Amen. Sister Loretta says, through it all.
Through it all.
Amen.
That's right.
Through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus.
And Sister Loretta is having a birthday today, I believe.
I think it was yesterday.
Was it?
Yes.
Help us out, Sister Loretta.
It was yesterday.
Was it yesterday or is it today? All right. Drum roll.
All right.
Let us know, Sister Loretta, but happy birthday, and we didn't get a chance to
lots
speak to
March
you.
Lots of March birthdays.
That's right. Power. It's a power month, you know.
Yes.
A lot of people were born in March. That's not to exclude anybody else.
But, okay, I got
but
you.
We roll like that,
okay.
You know, that March.
See, group, I knew. Here it comes.
We got it like that, you know. So, Sister Loretta, let us know which day.
Yesterday.
All right. Lady Kim, I'm going to get you a glass of water after we finish.
Thank
Is that
you.
All right?
I need a glass right now.
Do you? You want me to?
No, I'll get some water later.
All right. Well, happy belated birthday. And we hope that you have many, many more. And thank you so much for your witness and for how you continue to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer of the word.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Okay.
All right. We have a few more verses to go. And this is the postscript, and it's maintaining the worship of God. Verse 37. So he left there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, Asaph and his brethren, to minister before the ark continually as every day's work required.
Mm-hmm.
And Obed-Edom with their brethren, 80. Obed-Edom, also the son of Jedulah and Hosea, to be porters. And Zoadak the priest and his brethren, the priests, before the tabernacles of the Lord in the high place that is at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord, unto the altar of the burnt offerings, continually morning and evening, and to do according to all that is written in the law of the Lord,
right,
which he commanded Israel. And with them, Heman and Jedutha and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name to give thanks to the Lord because his mercy endureth forever.
Yeah.
And with them, Heman and Jedutha with trumpets and cymbals for those that should make a sound, and with musical instruments of God, and the sons of Jedutha were porters.
Hmm.
And the last verse, 43, the last verse 43, and all the people departed, every man to his house, and David returned to bless his house.
Wow. This is an interesting chapter, and as you closed out with those verses, David is making sure that the house is in order, that he aligns everyone in terms of their responsibility as well as their commitment, and everybody is doing what is required of them in order to bring about a holistic attitude of praise and worship for what God has already done. And so it is with us. We need to make sure that we render our praise, our gifts, our sacrifice. It's a sacrifice of praise that should take place, and make sure that we are consistent. And David is encouraging them to maintain what God has already done and never, ever forget what the Lord has done. And so this is a powerful chapter that really helps us understand how important it is for us to give God praise for what he's done, what he's doing, and for what he will do.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So how would you kind of summarize this chapter, Lady Kim, as we are getting ready to wrap this up for tonight?
Well, in First Chronicles, you know, the 16th chapter, the Ark of the Covenant is brought to the tent that King David raised for it.
Right.
Sacrifices are made before the Lord, including fellowship and burnt offerings. When David had finished these sacrifices, he blesses the Israelites in the name of God.
Okay.
Gives them loaves of bread, date cakes and raisin cakes, meat and wine, And he gives these to every man and woman.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And so it's a responsibility for us not to just come to worship expecting to receive, but also expecting to give. Right.
Right.
And so we ought not come before the presence of God empty-handed. Because when we render to God what's due him, then we will leave, we won't leave empty-handed as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's it. Amen. That's it. All right. Well, I think we're getting ready to wrap this up, Lady Kim. Are there any praise reports or prayer requests that you see people have mentioned? We want to make sure we include those in our final prayer for tonight.
I don't see any right now, but thank you, Sister Patrice. She is on the streaming side.
And, okay.
My sister Portia on the streaming side also.
All right.
And Sister Giselle is on the streaming side. Those are the three that I know of that have texted me with their presence on today. They say it's coming in loud and clear.
That's great.
But you all can continue to text me any comments that you have, and we'll make sure that we, you know, if it's a comment for that's for everyone, we'll make sure that we read those comments.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we just thank you all for your presence on tonight. If we have any prayer requests or praise reports, please send them to us. We know we have several prayer request. We have Sister Lena Jackson,
that's right,
who is in St. Francis Hospital preparing for open heart surgery.
Yes.
So let's lift her up in prayer. We pray for Sister Geraldine Orange and the loss of her niece.
Right.
That funeral was on this past Saturday. We also want to lift up the family of Sister Elaine Stevenson and Brother DeJuan Whitmore.
Right.
Sister Elaine lost her brother, and that funeral will be this coming Friday at J.E. Herndon Funeral Home on James Road.
Okay.
The viewing is at 11, and the funeral is at 12.
Mm-hmm.
And so keep them lifted up in your prayers. All right.
Okay. Do we have anyone else? Is that pretty much it for the
prayer
request?
That's pretty much it for the prayer request.
Okay. Well, even as we prepare to close out tonight, thank you again. And on next week, we'll be in the 17th chapter. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll continue to talk about how David is yet preparing a house for God. And so it is with us. We need to continue to make sure that we prepare a place for God and for his presence in our lives.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. And Sister Patrice said something interesting. She was saying to always remember, never stop talking about it.
Okay.
So never stop talking about God's goodness and grace and mercy. Always keep it uttermost in your mind and your thoughts all day long.
And what is that last sentence she got?
It says Lakayim.
That's to life.
To life.
That's right.
To
that's
life.
Right. Lift your hands and say Lakayim.
To life. Lakayim.
Type that in there, Lady Kim. Lakayim. That's to life because God has promised.
I don't know how to spell it.
Okay. She had it in there, I think. In your note right there. There you go. Mm-hmm. And put that in it. She's probably going to put it in there as well, but we have to keep that fresh in our memory banks, and we have to continue to give God the glory and the honor. And God has promised that he would allow us to have life and life more abundantly. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I have come that you might have life. And have it more. Yeah. Somebody shout more.
And more.
More abundantly.
Lakayim.
Mm-hmm. That's the word for today.
Amen.
Lakayim.
To life.
To life. Come on, give God some hand claps or some thumbs up or something there.
Thumbs up. Yeah, hearts.
God wants us to live, and Lakayim is to life.
Mm-hmm.
And so we praise God for that word tonight.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
All right. You ready to close us out with a word of prayer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let us go to God in prayer. Precious Jesus, how we love you. We lift up our hearts and minds to you in prayer, and most of all in praise and thanksgiving. We lift you up, God. God, we thank you for safe traveling, grace and mercy all those who have traveled. We thank you for the fellowship that we have and the love that we felt this past weekend that continues on. We thank you, God, for blessing us with life.
Right.
We thank you, oh God, that you continue to provide all of our need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, God, that you continue to make a way out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And God, as we leave this Bible study on tonight, we ask that your presence continue to be with us, because we know as they brought the Ark of the Covenant back into their midst, that your presence dwelled with them. And we know if your presence is with us, that we will not go wrong. You will lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. And we know that everything will be all right.
Thank you, God.
Even when we feel the pressure and stress of the world pressing down on us, God, we know everything will be all right.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you today, God. We ask, oh God, a special blessing on Dr. Holmes as he travels the airways.
Yes, God.
On the Tunstalls as they travel the airways.
The Harrises.
And on the Harrises as they have traveled the airways. We ask that you would continue to be with us, God, that you would continue to keep us. And most of all, God, that we will continue to never forget all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do. We ask for comfort for the bereaved families today,
yes,
God.
For
yes, Sister
God.
Sister Elaine Stevenson and Brother Whitmore, and also for Sister Geraldine Orange. We ask that you would touch Sister Lena Jackson tonight, God, as she prepares for open heart surgery. Strengthen her right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we love you, and we bless you, and we honor you, and most of all, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen and hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, we are certainly grateful that you were able to participate and be a part of this time together tonight. And until next time, you be blessed and enjoy the rest of your night.
Amen. Thank you for joining us tonight, everybody. We love you guys.
Take care.
Till next Monday. Bye-bye.